From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. One of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's most frequent themes while he was in office was economic development.
New Jersey has made progress, growing our economy, creating jobs, reforming our criminal justice system, and improving some of our most challenged cities, like the city of Camden.
In 2013, Christie signed into law the Economic Opportunity Act, which offered big tax breaks to companies to move to or expand in the state, and especially to struggling cities like Camden. It seemed to work.
This time next year, Holtec will hire 300 to 400 people, and they'll be working on this facility. And we'll have about 1,000 people here working by the end of the decade.
Now, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says that program needs to change because it's too expensive and hasn't been overseen properly. Every government says it wants to create jobs, and tax breaks are one way to do it. But the debate over the success of the program raises the question of just how much taxpayer money a government should be willing to offer a company to create jobs, and why it's so hard to tell if it even worked. Today's show, if they build it, who will pay? Joe Hernandez covers New Jersey politics for WHYY. Joe, who got these tax breaks?
Companies, you know, across the state got tax breaks and created jobs. And people said that the Economic Opportunity Act in that respect worked because economic opportunity was developed. But a lot of critics said that a lot of the tax breaks went to people who were politically connected. So at that time, people who might have been friends with Governor Christie or people who were friends with State Senate President Steve Sweeney, who's a bigger figure down here in South Jersey. And, you know, speaking about South Jersey specifically, Camden was one of the cities that really benefited from this program.
This city is becoming once again a leader in the region and a leader for this state.
And some of the companies that moved there were connected to this South Jersey power broker, George Norcross, who's an ally of Sweeney. Norcross's insurance firm got one of the tax breaks. Companies like Cooper.
People can see that Cooper is doing things for Camden and Camden is doing things for Cooper. And there's pride in the neighborhood. And you can feel that when you walk around.
And Holtec, where Norcross sits on the board, they also got tax breaks.
Holtec now becomes the newest chapter in the manufacturing history of the city of Camden.
How much money are we talking about?
All told, about $11 billion. And this is money that has been promised in tax breaks. It's not money that's been given out so far, but some has been given out. And it really depended on the size of the company, how many jobs they were creating, how much they were investing in building new buildings. It could be, you know, a $1 million tax break over a 10-year period. It could be something like a $250 million. Some companies got as much as that. And critics said, this is too much money. This is taxpayer money that these companies aren't going to have to pay, that the state is foregoing, and it's billions of dollars, and that's way too much to give out to these companies, money that could be going to, you know, people in need or government agencies that need the boost.
So Governor Phil Murphy takes office last year, and he inherits this program that people have some concerns about. What does he do?
Well, for years, Governor Christie was, you know, more or less ignoring those concerns. And when Murphy takes office, he says it's time to listen to them and to see what's going on here. And a couple days after he's sworn in, he orders an audit of the tax break program, this big sprawling system inside New Jersey government. And just last month, a year after he ordered the audit, it came out.
So what did the audit show?
The EDA, which is the Economic Development Authority, has oversight over this program. They're supposed to make sure that companies create the amount of jobs they say they're going to create and build, you know, the buildings they say they're going to build before giving out these tax programs. And the audit found that in some cases, the EDA basically was abdicating its responsibility. It was not doing this oversight. In 20% of the jobs that they looked at, they couldn't find evidence that those jobs were created. And yet, the company still got the tax breaks. And the audit also found that it was difficult to quantify whether the state was getting the economic benefits that Christie and Sweeney and others had promised it would get if it gave out these tax breaks and kept these companies in New Jersey.
So Governor Murphy gets this audit, and what's his reaction?
A few days after he gets it, he gives his State of the State speech. And, you know, you expect the State of the State speech to touch on a bunch of different topics, to kind of do the broad strokes of Murphy's agenda. But he devotes about a third of it to talking about this audit and really going after...
Wow, a third?
Yeah.
Tax incentive programs should be about the best of what we can do in government. Creating good jobs by investing taxpayer dollars with integrity and subject to real oversight. That's the test. And it's the test our system spectacularly failed.
He said this was a policy more likely to be drawn up in a smoke-filled back room.
Smoke-filled back room that created for New Jersey's future.
He goes after the companies that received these tax breaks and that, you know, basically lied about having a certain number of jobs when they didn't, but they got the money anyway.
The comptroller could not prove that New Jersey got back benefits anywhere near what it handed out. Based on a sample, it could not even prove that 20% of the jobs promised to be created or retained actually ever were. Meaning, money flowed from taxpayers' pockets into a black hole.
So around that time, Murphy also creates a task force with some out-of-state lawyers to really look into every company and go back and kind of double check the EDA's work and make sure that the companies that received these tax breaks created the jobs that they said they were going to. The Attorney General, Gabeer Grewal of New Jersey, has said that companies that lied and received tax breaks without meeting the requirements are going to face consequences. And at the same time, top lawmakers, top Democrats in the state legislature said they're going to hold hearings as well to figure out what happened here.
So Murphy is really taking all this criticism very seriously. But at the same time, not everyone feels the program has been a waste, right?
Right. While he's giving the State of the State speech, people back in Camden, where, you know, many companies, large companies have moved into the city, have created jobs, were watching that speech and saying, wait a second, this is not what we're experiencing here in Camden. We are seeing an economic boom, and it's thanks to this tax break program, not in spite of it.
A lot of Camden City residents are at work. I mean, unemployment in Camden City is the lowest that it's been in decades.
I talked to Lou Capelli, who's the Camden County Freeholder Director, who's kind of been around for all of this development in Camden City.
The poverty rate has reduced substantially, so there's been a lot of great progress, and to just broadly take a swipe at this tax incentive program and say it's negative, I think is not fair to Camden City.
So we talked to one worker who got a job at Holtec, which is a company that opened a facility in Camden, they say, because of the tax break. And, you know, what did he have to say?
Right. This is Kenneth Hammond. He's from Camden.
My birthday just passed on the 26th. I turned 33.
He was driving a truck full time. He was a boxing coach, which wasn't really paying the bills. And at that time, he was also trying to get a college degree.
At one point in time, I didn't really sleep. Sleep wasn't even in my vocabulary. If I got 4 hours of sleep, I was lucky. Like I was doing so much just trying to make ends meet and try to do better for myself.
So he was struggling, and then he was laid off from one of those jobs. And it wasn't until Holtec came to town and offered him a job and training as a welder that Hammond was able to get on his feet.
They paid for the schooling and everything like that. And then afterwards, they told us you would be in a position to get employment through us.
And now he works at Holtec in a skilled job, thanks to basically that company and their willingness to train him and to invest in him.
We have a lot of really good people in the city, despite the negative reputation that the city has. And there's a lot of people that are more than deserving, just people out there that are struggling, having 3-4 jobs just to make ends meet. Something like Holtec could change their whole life.
Since then, he's been able to use that stability to buy a car, bought a house, he got married. And, you know, Holtec says this is an example of what you want to happen from a program like this, that a company moves to town because of the tax break, because of that commitment from the state of New Jersey, and in return, they pay it forward by employing and training somebody like Kenneth Hammond.
So there have been some criticisms of the way this has worked in Camden, right?
Right, because there's no requirement on what kinds of jobs these companies are required to create. And the Federal Reserve has said that a lot of the workforce in Camden is unskilled, yet many of the jobs that are coming into Camden are white-collar jobs. They're office jobs. For example, Subaru, which had been located just 5 minutes up the road, moved into Camden, built a facility. It's enclosed by a fence. You can drive in. They have a cafeteria. You don't really need to leave and go into Camden. Now, Subaru has created a training facility for mechanics there as well. But other companies like American Water have built office buildings on the waterfront. These aren't in, you know, parts of Camden where residents typically live. These are kind of on the outskirts or in the tourist area of Camden.
What's going to happen with this program now?
What it sounds like is going to happen is they're going to come up with a new program, maybe one that is less generous, gives out less money, maybe one with more oversight, and potentially put that in place over the summer to continue. But the Murphy administration has continued to give out tax breaks under the old scheme since he's been in office.
So we've seen this program roll out under two administrations from different parties, both of whom just want their state to do well. Why is there no clear answer for how to promote economic development?
Yeah, I think that is at the heart of everything that we're talking about. I mean, you have some government functions that are clear, paving the roads, filling those potholes, making the trains run on time. But then there are other things that the government is responsible for or feels like it's responsible for, like economic development, which are a little bit more nebulous. How do you get to economic development? And so there are different philosophies about how you do that. You know, one might be to set aside these tax breaks to companies that make it enticing for them to come to New Jersey. And then you hope that through that, they hire workers, they cause a guy to open a pizza shop nearby so he can feed those workers, and the economic development falls into place from there. Another philosophy might be, don't spend that money on companies, save that because companies have to locate somewhere and could choose New Jersey anyway, and instead invest that money in things like programs for low-income people or on transportation or on education. And, you know, since we don't have a time machine and can't go back in time and see whether those companies that got tax breaks would have come to New Jersey anyway, there's really no way of knowing whether the program, you know, works as intended or whether that money could be better spent elsewhere.
Thanks, Joe.
You got it.
And that's it for the show. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, and Alex Stern. We had editorial direction from Katie Colinari. Our interns are Xavier Lopez and Julian Harris. Thanks to engineers Mike Villers, Al Banks, Diana Martinez, Adam Stanishevsky, and Charlie Kyer. Eugene Son is WHYY's news director. John Mussoni is Assistant Vice President of News Operations, and Sandra Clark is Vice President of News and Civic Dialogue. The Wise theme music was composed by Ish Quintero, along with a lot of the other music you hear on the show. Subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Also, you can reach out to us on Twitter at Shai Ben Yaakov, at Annette JH, and at Alex Ray Stern. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.